Earth and Sky.
Thursday, April 9th, 2009. The April full moon will be out all night tonight, lighting up the nighttime from dusk till dawn.
Watch for the moon low in the east at dusk, at its highest point in the sky around midnight, and low in the west before the sun comes up tomorrow.
For the northern hemisphere, this is the first full moon of springtime. We in this hemisphere call it the pink moon, to celebrate the return of certain wildflowers. Other names are the egg moon, sprouting grass moon, or Easter moon. The Christian celebration of Easter falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon of the northern hemisphere's spring. So tonight's Easter moon heralds the coming of Easter Sunday.
For the southern hemisphere, this is the first full moon of autumn. It's the southern hemisphere's hunter's moon, which follows the harvest moon, the closest full moon to the autumn equinox, a March event for the southern hemisphere. The harvest and hunter's moons are characterized by their rising times. They rise soon after sunset for several nights in a row. Watch for them if you're in that part of the world.
Tonight's full moon shines near the star Spica, the brightest light in the constellation Virgo. The first full moon to follow the March equinox faithfully shines in front of Virgo, the harvest goddess, to signal the change of seasons. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.